No different today. We check in with Jude Van Veek. Hot off the bench is the name of this. Who are we talking to today? You want to set this up?
I'm speaking to a guy by the name of Wade Young. He's a hard enduro rider, which is off-road motorcycle racing with a lot of obstacles on the race course. I've actually had him on the show before, but the last time I had him, the world was virtually at a standstill because of the pandemic. We didn't know much about the virus then as we do now. So he started competition again. So I catch up with him and see how he's doing.
Hot off the bench with Jude Van Veek on 5 Drive.
On the line today, I have hard enduro rider representing South Africa all over the world. Wade Young, welcome to 5 Drive on 5FM.
Thanks, Jude. Thanks for having me.
Wade, the last time I spoke to you, the world was in a very different place, particularly the sporting world. Practically nothing was happening. I'm almost 100% sure that you're busier now than the last time we spoke.
Yeah, you know, things picked up a lot there. We weren't sure what was going on, but yeah, we're back underway racing. Not quite fully at back to normal in the racing terms, but yeah, we're back riding and racing and things to look forward to again.
What was the feeling like when you got that call for competition after hard lockdown?
Yeah, you know, it was awesome, you know, just so you know that, okay, there's motivation to start racing and looking forward to something. The best thing was we've already done a race, and just to be back racing, like, you just realized, like, okay, this is what I'm meant to be doing.
You've just come back from XL Lagares in Portugal. You finished fourth overall. There must be a few positives that you take from that event.
I was happy to be back racing. You know, you're always a bit unsure. You're not sure where every other rider's at. So it was good. The pace was good. It was just some mistakes that cost me in the end. But yeah, really happy with the turnout.
When I look at your event highlights at an annual event, the obstacles won't be the same every year. How long does it take you to get used to a particular obstacle so that you can get over it as quick as possible?
You know, we race for such long periods of time. The key is to get over the obstacle as quick as you can, obviously, and to use as little energy, because we're riding on the bike for so long. We need that energy towards the end of the day. So that's really the key of extreme enduros, to get through everything with as little energy as possible and, of course, as fast as possible.
You speak of energy. I wanted to get into the preparation you go through. How often do you work on your fitness for enduro racing?
Yeah, I do a lot of it, a lot of cycling, a lot of running, strength, bit of strength work, but most of it's just time on the bike, you know, spending time on the bike, practicing, getting the feel, understanding your bike, and just working on your technique.
Does anything change in terms of diet? I hear you have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, I do. I really enjoy a sweet, but everything in moderation. As long as the work's done, then you can reward yourself at the end of the day, I guess.
And mentally preparing for an event, how do you go about doing that?
I think a big aspect of it is if you've done the homework, there's no reason to doubt yourself in competition. So as long as you've done your hard work and visualized it, visualized the race and kind of just planned on how things can go and how you plan on them going, and being realistic with yourself that you can run into problems and that, and how you're going to deal with them.
And what does the rest of 2021 look like for you?
Well, it's looking promising on the calendar, but who knows what COVID brings. There was a bit of hiccups at the XL Lagares in Portugal, but yeah, it's looking promising, and we'll be back racing in June.
Is it mostly Red Bull events that you take part in?
Majority of them are Red Bull events, especially all the biggest ones like Erzberg and Romaniac. They're all Red Bull events, but yes, there's also some one or two others that are on Red Bull.
Finally, I just wanted to ask how traveling has been. We are traveling as a radio team at the moment, but you're traveling a bit further than us. What is that experience like?
There's pros and cons, I guess. The airports that are not that busy, they're quite quiet, so that's cool. But just the hassle of all the paperwork and getting a COVID test and 48 hours before the flight, that's quite complicated. And of course, just wearing a mask for the duration of the flight is an absolute killer.
Wade Young, hard enduro rider, thanks for taking the time out of your day to chat to us on 5 Drive. And I wish you nothing but the best for the rest of the year, and hope to chat to you soon again.
Cool. Thanks, Jude. Thanks for having me. It's always good to be on the show. Hot off the bench with Jude.